Hey there, I'm Trip Lanier, and today I'm going to read you Authority: How to Align Your Work, Lifestyle, and Impact. For over 10 years, I've spent thousands of hours coaching men who are serious about their personal, relational, and spiritual development. They've had the realization that they don't want to just follow the herd and simply settle for mediocrity when it comes to what matters most to them. I'm talking about their lives, their relationships, and their work in the world. As these guys dial in the mindset and specific practices that keep them at the top of their game personally, they inevitably experience friction when it comes to their professions. They begin to realize that their work is about more than just making money. Now, as they continue to develop who they are as men, they find that their values and their work are falling more and more out of alignment. And as a result, the way they earn a living becomes more and more draining and dissatisfying. So let's explore a few reasons why they feel this way. Number one, they're hungry for freedom. Perhaps they're tired of the rat race, or the struggling, and the pressure. Maybe they're getting burnt out. Regardless, they want more freedom to do what excites them, to explore new possibilities and call their own shots. Even solopreneurs, guys who primarily work by themselves and for themselves, can feel trapped by their schedule, their obligations to others, and all the stuff they believe they have to do just to keep the bills paid. Number two, they're disconnected from their people. These guys spend their days interacting with folks that they kind of tolerate. They make draining small talk. They smile and nod their heads when deep down, they're really sick of schmoozing in order to stay in business. Number three, their work doesn't challenge them. In the past, they may have felt satisfied doing what they did on a day-to-day basis, but now they're bored. They're on a plateau. They're no longer growing or developing professionally, and as a result, they're becoming replaceable. Number four, they don't feel that their work has any real meaning or purpose. These guys finish the business day without feeling the satisfaction that their work is making any positive difference in the world. Sure, they may be busy getting stuff done, but so what? They find it difficult to see how their efforts matter beyond just making a buck. And number five, they're just not having much fun. Their work is not a place that they tend to simply enjoy themselves. The idea of being able to have a sense of fun and play while also working is crazy. Hey, there's no laughing here. We're trying to make money. Be professional, damn it. All of this sets up a scenario where they have to deprive themselves in order to be, quote, successful. And if they don't course correct, then they'll spend a majority of their lives, I'm talking decade after decade, continuing to deprive themselves just so they can simply afford to live their lives. But does it have to be this way? Considering that we only have one life to live, and we're not even sure how much time we have left on this planet, living and working in this state of deprivation sounds a bit crazy to me. Now, you may be wondering, well, who the hell are you? My name's Trip Lanier, and you may know me as the guy who hosts the New Man podcast, which has been downloaded millions of times and featured guests like best-selling author Tim Ferriss, former Navy SEAL Commander Mark Devine, and big wave surfing legend Laird Hamilton. Since selling my first business over 10 years ago, I've been coaching small business owners, solopreneurs, professionals, and executives from all walks of life to play big and align their work with their values. I've spent thousands of hours in the trenches helping them design and create their ideal profession so they can make great money, stay out of the rat race, and feel the satisfaction of knowing they're doing something meaningful in the world. You see, for more than 20 years, I've been on the path to align my business, lifestyle, and values. By design, my family and I are able to live anywhere we choose. I only work a few days per week, and I also take off a week every month. I choose to only work with people I really care about. I'm inspired by what my clients are creating, and I love being able to help them make a difference. My work has meaning. Through podcasting, writing, and coaching, I'm changing lives all around the world, and I do this while rarely having to leave my home. I make great money without being a rat racer. I don't let the creation of money deprive me of the opportunity to enjoy my life fully today. And as I said, all of this has been by design. Now, it's easy to toot my own horn and make this all sound badass and impressive, but the truth is, it's challenging. I've made a lot of mistakes over the years. These mistakes have destroyed other men's dreams and nearly cost me my own. And because of these mistakes, I've come very, very close to giving up and turning my back on the life and livelihood I have today. And all of this has allowed me to easily see why some guys will succeed while many, many others will not. So what can you do to stay out of constant deprivation and forge your own professional path? The first step is to identify, understand, and avoid the five big mistakes that will keep guys overworked, underpaid, and on a downward trajectory. Here we go. The five big mistakes that keep guys overworked, underpaid, and on a downward trajectory. Mistake number one, they're hiding out. Most guys that I meet are playing a role in order to be successful. They're contorting themselves into a box in order to fit in and be accepted. But unfortunately, simply being liked isn't a business plan. Instead of embracing what makes them unique and what has them connect deeply with the people they work with, they stuff it all away in an effort to appeal to everybody. Trying to be the guy everybody likes means that they're now competing with every other Joe Schmo to see how predictable and boring they can be. And as a result, these guys are unable to powerfully connect with others or communicate the value they bring to the table. They're forgettable and replaceable, just like any other stormtrooper working for the Empire. Mistake number two, they're not serving. Because these guys are playing small, they don't provide anything of real value to the world. They're stuck in the equivalent of the friend zone professionally. They offer something that's nice instead of something that has a say, I gotta have that. Offering something nice has the world respond with, who freaking cares? These guys stammer and choke a little bit when it comes time to talk about what they deliver professionally. They don't know how to communicate the impact they provide to others. And because of this, others aren't excited to share the news about this offering to the world. These guys give us no compelling reason to say, you've got to meet this guy. He's doing something amazing. And here's another thing. These guys don't see how they're missing opportunities and leaving money on the table. They don't see how, with a few tweaks, they could provide even greater value and be compensated more as a result. Mistake number three, they're creating a trap for themselves. Now, most of the guys I see rarely consider the system they're building and how it supports the income and spacious lifestyle they want. They focus solely on making money and they hope that the rest of it, the ability to have the free time and the relationships they want, will all just magically take care of itself. But it doesn't happen that way. Instead, in their sole pursuit of money, they create a system that has them working crazy hours, burns them out, and keeps them stuck on a professional plateau. And being exhausted, burned out, and stuck is bad for business. It's unsustainable, which means their business will ultimately head down the toilet. Mistake number four, they're playing like an amateur. So even though these guys are on a flat trajectory, or worse, a downward slope, they're wasting precious time hoping that something better will fall out of the sky and turn things around. They approach the future of their business like it's some kind of a hobby and hope that a book or a podcast will help them make the change. They're hoping that new information will lead to the lasting transformation they desire. But as Fernando Flores said, hope is the raw material of losers. Bottom line, they're playing this game as amateurs. They refuse to invest in themselves, their family, and their future. They refuse to turn pro and bring in the structure that will have them show up as their most powerful selves to consistently do the things that will make a lasting, positive difference. And mistake number five, they let themselves get isolated and soft. These are the guys I see most often. They imagine they're all alone, thinking they're the only guy out of billions of guys on the planet dealing with their particular challenge. Trapped in their boohoo bubble, these guys waste energy, time, and resources trying to reinvent the wheel. Many are simply treading water, waiting for a foolproof plan to come along. And as a result, they become their own worst enemy. Here's how. They let their minds get small and narrow. The old thinking that got them to where they are isn't going to help them get to where they want to go. Limited by this outdated mindset, they're unable to see the opportunities that are right in front of them. They're unable to see their blind spots. how they're stagnating, how they're falling behind, and they're vulnerable to the guys who are hungry to make progress. They get soft. It's been said that everything we want is just outside of our comfort zone, but these guys are quick to avoid anything that might make them uncomfortable. As a result, these guys are losing ground because they're hesitant to keep things fresh, to experiment, and find new ways to make progress. And they don't follow through. They make lots of plans, set lots of intentions, but they choose to spend their time putting out fires or, quote, researching options and basically avoiding any consistent action that might make a real difference. There's nothing in their lives to hold them accountable. This is why they continue on a downward trajectory. Nothing changes. Days turn to weeks, weeks turn to months, and months turn to years with no significant progress. The only thing this pattern reliably creates is chronic stress and anxiety. These guys are watching precious time slip away, and that's no fun. So now let's talk about how you can avoid these mistakes. Those are just five of the big mistakes I see guys making when it comes to creating their ideal lifestyle and business. Now, let's talk about what we can all do to avoid ending up like them. Step one, turn pro. To borrow a phrase from the War of Art author Stephen Pressfield, if we want to keep our lifestyle business out of the ditch, then it's essential to turn pro, to approach the most important aspects of our life as if we're being paid to do it professionally. Instead of hoping for a better outcome, as a pro, we take full responsibility. We get in the trenches and invest the time, energy, and money into ourselves. We approach our life and business like a player at the top of his game. We follow the example of professional athletes and the high-performing professionals in every industry. Imagine one of these guys that you admire. Do you think he's isolated and getting soft? Of course not. He has people who support him and challenge him to show up at his best. When we turn pro, we create our own structure to keep us on track and on a positive trajectory. We stop treating our lives, relationships, and business as if they were some kind of Sunday afternoon hobby, which means it's time to get out of the shallow end of the pool. Step two, own our inner authority. Owning our inner authority means stepping out from under our fears and into our most powerful mindset. No more hiding out, no more playing a role in order to fit in. It means we embrace all of the experiences and interests that make us unique. You see, each of us has spent thousands of hours learning and integrating something we value deeply. And this is the arena where our unique sense of authority resides. Embracing this allows us to establish a genuine connection to the people we know and care about. We stop tolerating the schmoozing and instead use our inner authority to powerfully connect with the people we resonate with most. When we own our inner authority, our ideal clients and customers say, "This is my guy. He gets me and what I care about." Which brings us to step three, hone your superpower. As we discussed earlier, it's not enough to just be a guy that everybody likes. We don't want to get stuck in the professional friend zone. We don't want to simply offer the people we care about something that would be nice to have. We need to make a real difference in their lives. Honing our superpower means building upon our inner authority, the experiences that make us unique, the things we already know and love, to provide our ideal clients with something they just gotta have. It means we gain a deep understanding of their world and use that insight to make a significant impact to something they really care about. It means we know how to powerfully communicate the value of what we offer. Instead of stammering and feeling uncomfortable, we feel confident offering something we know will make a significant difference in their lives. And while this may make us irreplaceable, we're not out of the woods just yet. Step four, design your optimal business and lifestyle. In order to avoid getting buried by our own creation, it's essential that we design the life and business we want to have. We can't just focus on the money and hope the rest of it all works out on its own. We can't expect that money alone will guarantee the fun, free time, and balance we ultimately want. This means we take into account the personal time we want, where we want to live, the costs of our lifestyle, and the costs of our business. This means we gain an understanding of the system we need to create so that even if things get a little slow, we can stay relaxed. We design a system that keeps us at our best so we don't have to live in fear, resentment, or scarcity. But we still haven't tackled the biggest one yet. Step five, connect and work with others. It's a waste of time to try and reinvent the wheel. It's far easier to succeed when we connect with other like-minded badasses that are fighting the good fight. It's through working with a coach or a powerful mastermind group that we upgrade our mindset. Being around other powerful men keeps us sharp. It pulls our head out of our ass and helps us see the opportunities that are right in front of us. It challenges us to bring our best. Healthy challenge keeps us from playing small. Challenge keeps us from getting soft and letting our fears get in the way of doing what we really want to do. And it helps us get shit done. Being accountable to others holds our feet to the fire and ensures that we will follow through. Having others there means we can't bullshit ourselves for very long. Now, why do I believe in this? You see, I was one of the guys stuck on a lousy professional trajectory. I was well-connected and had lots of resources when it came to my personal, spiritual, and relational development. But I was stuck in amateur hour when it came to building my business. I was hiding out. I was trying to be the guy everybody likes because I was afraid to have anyone reject me and my services. I was afraid to own my inner authority and reveal more about what matters to me. And I hated talking about my work because I didn't feel confident about my offering. I wanted others to figure out what I offered so I wouldn't have to put myself out there. I was isolated. I was disconnected from others who were on a similar professional path. I was playing small by trying to figure it all out on my own. No one was there to challenge me in a productive way, help me step into my potential, and follow through. I was stuck in a weak, limited mindset, and my business and peace of mind suffered. Instead of being bold, I was on a path to go broke. Let me tell you a story. I learned early on with the New Man podcast that being popular doesn't mean you'll have a strong business. I just figured that these were difficult times, and that was why my business was limping along. I was everyone's buddy, but I couldn't see that my limited thinking was the reason things weren't progressing. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was my own worst enemy. One night around Christmas, my dad and I were having a few drinks, and he said something very powerful to me. He said, "I listen to your podcast, and I get your emails, but I don't know why anyone would give you any money." It stung. It stung bad. I took it personally, and I spent most of the night staring at the ceiling, pissed and hurt. I thought a lot about giving up and trying to find another career. I wanted to blame the world for making things so difficult. Poor me. Nobody wants to hire a coach. Boo-hoo. But then I took a deeper look at what he actually said. He was paying attention to my message, but he didn't understand what I was offering or why it was valuable. This was great information. I was assuming that people knew who I was and what I did as a coach. I was assuming that people understood the value of what I was offering. But if he didn't understand this, then others obviously didn't either. With this simple and very challenging feedback, a blind spot had been revealed. My mindset shifted into one of empowerment, and I was able to see the opportunity right in front of me. I got help, I got bold, and I followed through. As an experiment, I started sharing powerful stories about my clients and their transformative experiences through coaching. And within a matter of weeks, my coaching practice was full. So here's the takeaway. I came really close to hanging up my coaching practice, my calling, before that turning point. I came really close to walking away from a profession that has allowed me to have a spacious lifestyle and earn a great living helping countless men all around the world. And I learned a very powerful lesson about getting isolated. Since then, with the help of other coaches and powerful groups of like-minded people, I've been able to create the lifestyle and business I want. This is why it frustrates me when I see the good guys on this planet that want to do good things in the world struggling for such silly reasons. I see them struggling because they're hiding out. They fail because they take an amateur approach. They call it quits because they don't have the support, challenge, and accountability to see it through. I believe in this coaching process and these principles because they've worked for me and saved my ass over the years. I still hire coaches to this day. I have peer coaches, and I participate in mastermind groups with folks who are doing what I want to be doing. This is what keeps me on the upward trajectory I want to be on. But it's not just me. Let me tell you about just a handful of the guys that I've worked with. Here's what's possible. Jeff went from practicing therapy for $150 an hour to earning much more than that as a professional coach. He's honed his superpower and learned that the value of providing his skill to startup founders is worth far more than what he earned before. He's even figured out a way to integrate more of what he loves by creating surfing retreats for his clients. Here's another story. After building up his health coaching practice, Sam put in his 2-week notice to finally leave his crappy day job. He separates himself from the legions of others in this field by focusing on what makes him unique, including the authority he gained from losing over 80 pounds for himself. Let's talk about Seth. Over the last few years, Seth has gone from making a tiny salary in his father's restaurant to stepping into his own, and now he regularly brings in 5 figures a week in his new real estate business. What about Bob? After spending years feeling stuck, Bob got out of his rut waiting for a foolproof plan. He sold his company and started experimenting with his life again. He's found himself reinvigorated after moving to the Bay Area and surrounding himself with creative energy and opportunities. Let me tell you about Nick. Nick has stopped anxiously waiting for professional opportunities to come along. He's now creating his own. He's utilized all of his creative talents, faced his fear of rejection, and developed a powerful system for creating new work with the people he admires. Eric's got a powerful story. After recovering from cancer, Eric decided he was no longer going to play small. He's delegating most of the work in his accounting firm to spend more time traveling the world and building the life he's always wanted. He's using his passion as a cancer survivor to advocate for positive changes in the health industry. And Steve. Steve used to grind through tedious, long hours at his law practice, just trying to keep himself from getting buried in all the work. During our time together, he's found his unique professional superpower and separated himself from the pack. He now works much less and earns much, much more, doing meaningful work fighting for the little guys who are getting screwed over by big corporations. These are just a few snapshots of some of the things that have happened for my clients on a professional level. They've been able to create these results because they invested in themselves and utilized the coaching process to create what they truly wanted. And it doesn't even begin to describe how they've positively transformed their relationships and their personal lives. Now, let's talk about what's possible for you. The Authority Coaching and Mastermind Group. As I mentioned, I've participated in many groups and programs over the years, but the program I'm about to tell you about is the one I wish I could have joined over a decade ago. It combines coaching with the best elements of a professional mastermind and a men's group. It's a process for guys who have turned pro and are honing their inner authority and professional superpower. We use our time to design the unique business and lifestyle that is best for you, so you don't get trapped. And it's the most effective way to get consistent, empowering challenge and accountability. This program is designed to work on a profession from the inside out. It's the structure that keeps our actions aligned with our most powerful mindset and values, so we don't have to live our lives hoping that it just gets better someday. It's designed to keep us sharp and connected to what makes us feel most alive. It's a reliable connection with other men who are creating inspiring things with their time on this planet. And most importantly, it's a way to ensure that there's a group of badasses that will have your back. Now, this is not a quick fix. This group is designed to create long-lasting results. It's not a flash in the pan. We spend a full 11 months together so we can dive deep, build new positive habits, and sustain progress over the long term. The group is very small and intimate. There are no more than 6 men in the group, which means everyone participates. There's no hiding out. And because of the limited size of this group, most who apply will not be admitted. Just because someone can pay the fee doesn't mean they'll get in. Applicants are filtered based on their positive attitude, their willingness to take action, and their desire to support others. Being a member of the Authority program means you'll also have access to an invite-only beach retreat where I live in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. This is where you, members of your group, and other clients of mine will share a house right on the water. You'll get the opportunity to create a powerful community of like-minded men from all around the world who are doing inspiring things with their lives and businesses. Together, we'll surf, paddleboard, eat barbecue, relax, and bring play into everything we do. We'll do deeper group coaching sessions while also addressing what you most want to do with your life, your relationships, and your work. You'll leave the beach with more than just sand in your shoes. You'll have life-changing insights and connections that you'll utilize for the rest of your life. So, what would be possible for you if you had the challenge, support, and structure in place that kept you from getting stuck in your fears and doubts? What would be possible for you if you stopped tolerating deprivation, struggle, and pressure, and instead learned how to create through ease, spaciousness, and flow? What if you were able to spend your time doing meaningful work with the folks who truly resonated with you? What if you were able to capitalize on your existing skill set and experiences to earn more by delivering greater value to others? What if you were able to stand out from the crowd and powerfully communicate the value of what you offer to the world? And what if all of this allowed you to have a business that was designed to create the spacious lifestyle you deeply wanted? As I mentioned earlier, because this is such a small group, not every guy who applies to be in this program will be accepted. But if you'd like to learn more about the program, find the PDF for this book, go to the end of it, and you'll see a link that you can click to answer a few questions. It's going to take you to an online questionnaire. It'll only take you a few minutes. Your answers will be kept confidential and will only be seen by me. Afterwards, I'll send you some more information about the group, and we can discuss the next best steps for you. I hope the ideas and experiences I've shared with you today make an impact on you, your life, and your livelihood. And if this program sounds interesting to you, then I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening.